Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
You better you bet. With Nick Costos and Ken Barkley, they bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
You know, I don't want to hear right. anyone complain about it if and when it happens. It should be Ohio State, Michigan, and Alabama, Georgia in the semifinal round. And it's the greatest semifinal round ever in anything.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
The competition's every 4 years. It's incredibly random. And yet, despite that, you could bank on the fact that Lewandowski would get a really good chance to score a goal and Memo Ochoa would make a crazy save. You could bank on those two things with those two players and their history in the World Cup.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yes, indeed, it is You Better You Bet, a patriotic edition today of You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network, where every game is Game 7 and you get none of the hot take BS, just the bets and the sports. We are live today, as per usual, in the plethora of places. Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app. BetQLNetwork.com, the BetQL app. Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the BetQL Network. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Twitch.tv/BetQL. Ken and I are here bringing you the wager. Taming and sweating a little United States soccer here up until 7 o'clock Eastern. Well, not the United States game, unless, I don't know, like someone like breaks his leg on the pitch and we get 2 hours of stoppage time. That game will probably be over at some point here in the next 90 minutes, we would assume here. The United States and Iran with that game at half, U.S. up 1-0. We are here till 7 o'clock Eastern, bringing you all the wagertainment, talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the king of sportsbooks, the great people over at BetMGM. More on BetMGM coming up in a moment, but the BetMGM app and BetMGM.com. Also brought to you by BetQL, with all the tools you need to take down the sports books, BetQL.com and the BetQL app. On this T3, a terrific football or both, Tuesday, November 29th, 2022, we are on Twitter at You Better You Bet. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at The Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, and Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. And on this terrific football or football Tuesday, we bring you three tremendous guests. Joey Kanish talking conference championship weekend in college football and the National Football League. Maybe a little soccer as well with that soccer elitist, Joey Kanish. Adam Chernoff is going to join us today. Bets for week 13 in the National Football League from the Simple Handicap Podcast. Always love having our guy Churn on the show. And the Hero Championship coming up this week in golf. Jason Sobel from the Action Network giving us all of his best bets. Plus, as we told you, live sweat in the USA and Iran. Christian Pulisic goal puts the U.S. up 1-0. Weah scores right before half, but is ruled offside. So as Ken said before we came on the air, hold on to your butts time for the United States as a win sends the United States on into the round of 16, where they would presumably meet the Netherlands, who win Group A earlier today by virtue of a 2-0 win over Qatar. Also on the show, we will have day one of Lockmas on day two of the week. Santa Lockie is here to tell you how to bet the national championship in college football. We'll finish our handicap week 13 in the NFL with P squared, B squared, Packers and Bears. Falcons and Steelers, Colts and Cowboys, Saints and Bucks. We'll give you the games we've already bet for Week 13 in the NFL. We will wrap up Week 12 with He's a Slap, and it is a lengthy list today for Slap coming up at the end of hour number one. Final hour, power hour, all our bets for tonight. NBA, National Hockey League, and the World Cup for tomorrow, which includes Leo Messi in Argentina against Poland. And speaking of the NBA, if you go to BetMGM.com right now, go to the BetMGM app, the You Better You Bet featured bet, Wagertainment Tonight, a name so good, I wish I came up with it, but they came up with it. Team at BetMGM
really good.
Came up with it. Our pal Sam and Alex killed it. Yeah. Wagertainment Tonight. Go check it out. I don't want to reveal what it is here because we'll talk about it during the power hour of the show. But it feels like a pretty cool moment, Ken, in the history of our show. Great to talk to you, my friend. I'm sure you watched the first half of the United States and Iran. We're locked and loaded today. How you doing?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doing great. It's crazy to have a sweaty madness a Tuesday afternoon in November at 2 p.m. Eastern time, and everyone's locked into the same sport. Only when the World Cup's in November. It's the only time you would ever get something like this. Like, it's a normal work day. It's November 29th. It's the week after Thanksgiving. This is like, my kids are in school today, right? Like, my daughter hasn't gotten off the bus yet. Everyone's working, and yet, like, simultaneously at 2 o'clock. And this is not true for everybody. I'm sure that's like the rating won't reflect it. But everybody that I know, at least, was locked into this from minutes beforehand, obviously, through the entire first half. I can tell because all the people I follow are tweeting about it, even like friends of mine and, you know, people I work with and other things, whatever. Everyone's locked into the same thing. And we got the result in the first half that we really, really, really wanted. Nobody on earth that's a fan of the United States and the USA national team wanted a repeat of what had to happen against Algeria where Landon Donovan had to score basically at the death in like the closing minute of the match in order to send the U.S. through in an identical situation. This will be an entirely different Sweat. That Sweat was so obnoxious because they have a chance after chance after chance and they didn't score. And you're like, I can't believe this isn't going to happen. Now it's all ahead of them. Like they control their own destiny. They got it. They got the goal. And as I said before the show, now it's hold on to your butts time. And it's, I would anticipate a very, very nervy, shaky second half with a lot of crazy stuff. Not maybe not a lot of goals. We'll see. Like the U.S. is finishing has been putrid, to be honest. And Iran has generated basically no scoring chances the entire match. But these are also like totally inexperienced for both teams, honestly. Never been in a situation like this. So I'm curious kind of what you thought of the first half too.
I want to say about the Algeria game. It's so funny how like what like your memories are like 12 years after
sure.
the fact.
That was 12 years ago.
I remember
ago.
Watching yeah. that game. Yeah, I was living. I had just moved out for the first time, like not living at home. 27 in 2010 with my buddy Jay, who now like lives in Connecticut. That's the guy whose house I go to for the 4th of July every year. I remember going nuts with him at the end of the game, and I don't really remember all the missed chances. I just remember the goal and like completely sure. losing it. Like everyone lost it, so that was awesome. Impressions of the first half. I feel like if we were a little better, like we meaning the United States, and look, I suck. So it's not like I were out there, we'd be scoring.
Sort of
like,
you're not playing center back today or something like that. Right, exactly. Yeah.
No, but I feel like if we were a little better in front of net, because you got the midfield has been excellent. The defense has been excellent. Matt Turner has been really good.
Right,
if we had better finishing in front of the net, like doesn't it feel like we'd be up 3-0 right now? And I understand that in soccer, like this happens, even if you have world-class players like attacking throughout, that you can have a game where you have a million chances and not score. They've had a lot of really good chances here. So I actually am pretty confident that the U.S. will get the result and win this match, get the 3 points and move on to play Netherlands most likely in the knockout round. But a little bit of feeling of wasted opportunity for me, at least here in the first half. And I don't disagree when you say it's going to be a nervy second half. Like, how could you disagree with that? But I do kind of think that it's going to be a little open because now Iran have to score. Like they have to score.
Right.
So they have to open it up. They can't sit everybody back. And I think we're going to see multiple goals scored here in the second half.
Sure.
I think we see at least two goals scored. Now, I would love for USA to score both of them. Well, I bet both teams to score. I would willingly lose that bet for the U.S. to win this game like 3 or 4-0. That would be
I appreciate willingly. That. Right. It's kind of funny, right? Because as we get ready to start the second half, subs being made for, I think, both teams, you and I are on complete opposite sides in every way and from a betting standpoint in this match. And it's not, we didn't both get maybe the half that we would have wanted. Scoreless would have been better for me. If there is a goal, I'm very happy it was the United States, obviously, because I would love for them to win. I have both teams don't score. You have both teams to score. I have the under for a lot. You think there's going to be a bonanza of goals and bet an alt over.
Just well, like really, I don't it's have very it for funny. A lot. So now like I want you to win because you definitely bet more on this than I did.
It's just very funny. Yeah, I have a little bit on 1-0 exact score. I also have 0-0 exact score. So would like to cash that. Would like this to be I would like the whistle to blow right now and the match to be over, and I would win everything, basically. So we'll see how it goes. I don't think I'm a favorite to cash a lot of those. I think 2-0 United States is just as likely as like something really crazy happening. And if
I
that happens,
you'll
like,
get
look,
the under. And you know me, I'm not trying. That is not a jinx. It's not a reverse jinx. I don't do any of that stuff. Like
I think I'm going to get both teams. I think I'm going to get both teams not to score. It's the U.S. The way this match could go, the U.S. can be as bad finishing as we want them to be. If they get those chances again and then some, I mean, like they could score three, honestly, and not even be good and score three. Like they could score three just because it has to be three. Like it can't even be less than that based on the quality of the chances that they got. So for people who are watching or listening, here will be the dynamic in this match. It's just in case you're like curious. Nick will be about 15 seconds ahead of me when he's watching. I've thought about this already. So don't like, it's not. Nick will react to everything and then I will see it. So you will get Nick in the moment reacting live as you're listening. And then I'll basically like figure out what happened after the fact. So a bunch of times Nick will be like, put his hands in the air or yell and I'll have no idea what's happening. And then I will get it on my stream, whatever, 10 to 15 seconds later, which normally wouldn't bother me. Like, cause if I'm 15 seconds behind, cause I'd be by myself on the show, like Nick is going to be giving you the play by play. I will not be giving you the play by play of what's happening.
Well, I'll tell you, if Iran scores, like, I'm not going to celebrate, even, like, if it helps me cash bets. Like,
what are you going to do if Iran scores? preview it for us. What are you going to do if they score on the show? Is it a no? Is it a yelling a no?
Yeah, like honestly, like, and I bet United States, that was my biggest bet, was USA to win the game. And like, honestly, right. Like I'm fine with losing my bets if it means like the United States wins. Totally fine with it.
And just in the full reporting of what's happening, do you have the score of the England match currently?
It is 0-0 right now, and the second half is underway.
Can I
my
ask you?
This is England wins 1-0.
Okay, I don't know if you have access to this information. I would just be curious. Do you know? Did England start like a funky 11 and like
England
and like rest
scored.
Guys?
England scored.
England have scored.
Scott.
Okay.
I only have one TV in my office.
I would be curious, like what their starting 11 was today, and I should have looked before we came on the air. And I'll look in the break in case you don't know the answer. Just like I would be curious if they rested a few guys, because one thing that'll be really interesting, just to take us away from the United States match for a second.
I think Bellingham scored. By the way, I think he scored on a freak. Oh my god! On a freak,
so good. He's insane. I said I thought, well, let's make sure it's him before I say what I was going to say. I said I thought he had been the second best player
Marcus
in the tournament.
Marcus Rashford.
Okay, and that's his second goal also, because he scored in the drubbing of Iran, the 7-goal outburst that they had in their first match. Man, if that was Bellingham, I don't think he can ever win like Golden Ball. He's like so young, but it's Rashford, so we don't have to worry about it. One thing that'll be really interesting though, and I'll check out England's 11 when we go to break, is when you have these teams that are faced with these matches that are not like only two teams that really like clinched, which were France and Brazil, but even the teams that were like very, very, very likely to advance, you know, might choose to give, I mean, they played a compressed schedule of matches, might choose to give a guy a match off, whatever. That's going to have repercussions for, if you think that's going to happen, Golden Boot, again, not going to play in the match, not going to score any goals. Market's going to change. Golden Ball, obviously, would like to play in all seven to win that award. Just something to think about, honestly, in betting these things. Like a couple of questions that'll come up. France have Mbappe and Giroud both with a chance to win Golden Boot. Do they play either in their match, in which they have already clinched a spot in the next round? Don't want to risk a red card or something really crazy happening, or an injury, obviously. Do they rest those guys? When's Neymar going to play again for Brazil would be a pretty important question to betting awards, or betting him to score goals, or betting Brazil to do anything in the tournament, to be honest. It's like the injury that's lingering over everything for the favorite. So just like something to think about. I was curious what England did today, but with those teams, France and Brazil, they're all over the award board. They're all over the market that Brazil's the favorite to win the tournament. We don't know in the next match who's playing. We don't have any idea. And some of the markets can be what's called exploitable if you were to figure out that was going to happen.
It looks like this was a little bit more of an attacking lineup to me. I'm looking at England's 11 right now, where Phil Foden was in the lineup for England. Declan Rice,
who everybody wanted, right? Before the World Cup, everybody wanted Foden in. And Saka played instead.
That's right. Now, Grealish is kind of like the super sub, so he's never going to start. He's always going to come on. Like, that's kind of like his role with this team. Now, like, Declan Rice is still playing. Jordan Henderson's in the 11. So, honestly, it looks like, and Kane started up front. So, it looks like this was kind of like your, like, regular, basically, England star. And Rashford playing, too. So, maybe, like, more of an attacking team, honestly, today than what we've seen from England.
Interesting.
In this game against Wales.
And a good time, third match, a really good time to give Foden a start too. And just because like you're going to probably need him at various points in the tournament. And if he's just like not really playing, he could be a really, really relevant player for you. So totally agree with that. Looks like England have scored a second. I'd be curious who had that.
I literally like turned 2-0. The game off for 1 second during the United States. Yep, 2-0. 2-0.
Yeah. And for people who are like, wow, they're doing a lot of soccer, buckle up for the next hour, let me tell you. And beyond, because that's like all
Foden.
We want to talk about today.
Foden.
Foden. Yeah, love it.
Pulisic out, by the way, for Americans. Subbed off after he got hurt on the goal that he scored. So he has been subbed out.
And I was going to say something. I want to wait to know the final score before I say anything that would ever look ahead. And we'll have plenty of time to do that. We're going to carve out some time in the power hour to do that as well. Anything else, either soccer earlier today or anything betting last night that we need to talk about in the next couple minutes?
Is there anything?
Senegal?
Yeah, I was pretty frustrated by my Ecuador draw bet.
I mean, that's... We got off the phone, they equalize, and you go, this is great for my bet, and I go, this match is going to end 1-1. Click, and then they scored 30 seconds. Like, I felt like such an idiot saying that. I was like, oh, God, I just told them I thought it would end 1-1. They scored a minute later.
I also thought it was going to end 1-1. So, my last three bets that have ended are Oilers, Panthers, under... which lost in the closing that seconds really of regulation.
Yep.
Raptors-Lakers, two-team money line parlay with the Pacers coming back from 17 down in the fourth.
Andrew Nembhard with three at the buzzer. Former Gonzaga great. Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least he hits shots when it counts the most for his team.
Right.
And then Ecuador blowing it against Senegal when they had equalized making 1-1. So,
yeah. You know, tough for Ecuador. So Ecuador goes home. Yeah, Ecuador goes home. Senegal and the Netherlands move on. Enter Valencia, who could have won the Golden Boot. He ain't scoring any more goals. He's on three, and he's out. So pretty impactful there as well.
So right now, if these results hold, United States, Netherlands, England, Senegal in the knockout stage of the 2022 World Cup. We'll continue to keep you posted because we love it. College football coming up on the other side as well. We're just getting started. Nick and Ken, you better you bet on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.